Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries prayer first, and we're praying and feeling the dew in the morning. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord today, for truly this is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we will. We will be exceedingly glad in it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. God is so good, so good, so good, so good, so good, so good, so good. You know, sometimes we'll say when we have been blessed and we're excited about things, we'll say, oh, God is good. But my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, saints of the Most High God, I need to tell you this. We need to hear this in our hearing. God is good. When we're going through some of the most darkest hours in our lives, when the wind is blowing so fierce as if it's tearing the garments off of our flesh, God, our God is still good. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. He is good when it's good to us. He's good when it's so bad that we think we'll never see another second. He's good. Our God is a good God. Our God is a merciful God. Our God is a kind God. Hallelujah. Was in service on Sunday visiting a friend's church, and we had testimony service. You don't have that too often now. And the service was so good, telling of the goodness of the Lord. And some testified how they went through some dark times and how God saw them through his kindness. Hallelujah. His sweet, sweet mercy and his care. I've been having a sense of feeling the presence of God wrapping, just arms extended. I can really sense the extension and the open arms of God. Hallelujah. And it's been going, I've been sensing this for some time. I can just, his arms open wide and sense the feel of it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bless. Arms are open and they are welcoming us to come in. They're open to comfort us. They're open to keep us secure. They're open to keep us from falling. They're open to allow us to feel his love flowing through us, in us. And not for us to be selfish, but to love even those that appear to be the unlovable. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God does love us, and he cares. If you remember nothing else, remember, God does love us. And he cares. Let's let that radiate through our minds and our spirit, man. Put your hands on your chest and say, God, loves me. Oh, yes, he does. God loves me. And even when we think, oh, no, it's impossible. He can't love me because I know what I've done. Nevertheless, you've asked for forgiveness. Your Father loves you. Hallelujah. There are consequences for our actions, but God does love us, and he cares. He'll show us great and mighty things when we draw nigh to him. Amen. So let's get into the service this morning. I'm just so excited. I have something I want to share with you, but I don't want to get all off on the rabbit trail. Hallelujah. Because I can do that. We know that one. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace this morning. Father God, it is in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, the Son of the living God. We give you glory. We bless your wonderful name. We thank you, Father, for your mercy, for your grace, for your kindness. We thank you, Father God, for how you care for us. Oh, merciful God, hallelujah. You are the only true and living God. You are the great creator. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. You created the stars, the moon, the planets, everything. They created the breeze, the calculation of breeze, the calculation of the movements in the heavens. Oh, God, you created it all, great God. You are the sovereign God. Hallelujah. Yes, you are. You are a healer. But you are the God that heals your people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You created man in your image and in your likeness. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, you did. Hallelujah. You know the plans that you have for each one of us. Hallelujah. You know the plan. And we thank you, Father God. We glorify it. For as we stand today and step out to begin to do the things of the day, I almost shut it up. We bow our heads and we raise our hand to thee. And we bless the God, hallelujah, that's above all God, hallelujah. The only true and living God. We bless your most holy name. We thank you for this day, Almighty God. We thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding for this day. We thank you for your kindness, your mercy, your grace for this day. We thank you for your strength for this day. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for guiding us by every thought that we would make to have today. Every decision that needs to be made, we thank you for leading and guiding us into it, Almighty God. What we should say, Almighty God. We thank you that you touch our minds, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Touch our eyes that we may see. Touch our ears that we may hear. Touch our hearts that we may perceive and do according to your will, Almighty God. Touch our spirit, man, our soul, and our body. And Father, we yield it all to you. Hallelujah. All our will we lay it at your feet. And we accept your will for this day gladly and with a cheerful heart. So we thank you for your angels surrounding and ministering and protecting. Remember those that are going to surgery, Almighty God. Touch the hands of the surgeon, their minds, their hearts. Prepare them, Almighty God, that they may perform the task. Almighty God, we thank you. We glorify you for the healing and speedy recovery. Hallelujah. Your eyes see and go forth the earth. You know all things. Nothing is hidden. and that we can't even imagine that is going on and could not take. You know when you see, Almighty God, we ask that you step, Almighty God, in situations, Almighty God, and turn them around. You know the thoughts and the needs unspoken. We thank you for meeting every need, everyone's need at their point, at their personal point, Almighty God. We thank you for granting traveling mercy. Thank you for traveling mercy for the young ones on school buses, walking to school. We thank you for guiding them. Oh, thank you for your angels all around them, Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you for your angels, Almighty God. Somebody did your sick. Oh, God, your angels are mighty. And Lord God, we thank you for being God of this earth, God of these United States, and God of Kenya, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And walk tall in these United States. And walk tall in Kenya, Almighty God. Glory be. Your name is holy, righteous. Hallelujah. And may we honor you by our walk this day. May we yield to you this day in every area of our life. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Thank you for encouraging those that need encouraging. Thank you for comforting those that need comforting. Thank you for giving hope to the hopeless. Hallelujah. Thank you. For every measure of faith, Almighty God, touch it, Almighty God, hallelujah, thank you. Thank you for removing doubt and hesitation and procrastination. Thank you, Almighty God, Sovereign God. Thank you for filling us. Holy Ghost, have your divine way. Have your perfect way. Hallelujah. I see it and I thank you for it, Almighty God. I thank you for it. Hallelujah. Thank you for answering prayers. Thank you for putting your loving arms of protection and care around your people. Remember your seniors, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Those who are nursing home, protect them and put a covering around them. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. But this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. Hallelujah. The Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. We glorify you, Almighty God, thanking you for your mercy and thanking you for your grace. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. You're so good and so kind and so merciful. And we do thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Well, now we'll do as we always do. We'll begin and read our scriptures. Hallelujah. 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 Didn't you just shout hallelujah? Hallelujah to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Give him a hallelujah praise. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Give him a high praise. Hallelujah. Our God is worthy of a high praise, a pure praise, a holy praise. Glory, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah. Psalms 1:1-4. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standeth in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. 4. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Praise the Lord. Oh, meditate on that.
Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. All that it just saturates the mind. And you will begin to see how God will make things clear to us. And we will see some things. And we will be able to make some holy corrections. Be it on the job, you're a child of God. Be it in the courtroom, you're a child of God. Be it in the hospital, you're a child of God. Be it in the corporate rooms, you're a child of God. And it's not old-fashioned. It's not moldy. It's right now. Hallelujah. You can be wise, oh glory, and you don't become and get your, you're not influenced by the world, but the world is influenced by us. When we get to know our God and we get begin to know who we are in Him, that trying to be like the world will just vanish. That's a good word. Not the best, but that's a good word. It won't even be a part of us. When we begin to truly know who we are and whose we are, we'll begin to glorify God, exalt God in our walk. Oh, yes, we will. Oh, yes, we will. Hallelujah. We'll be able to glorify God in our talk. Yes, yes. And in our mannerism, how we conduct our business, we won't say, well, after all, I'm a child of God, and this is how I walk. You won't have to open your mouth. Just come into the presence, and they will know. You don't have to wear your cross. You don't have to have all men all wrapped around, because Amen is all in you. When you know who you are, when you know who you are, when you know who you are, you will know without a shadow of a doubt that God will show up because He's in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's how it works. Favor will come. And even when you have asked for something and it does not come, it does not happen, you'll still be able to love and respect God. You will be able to say, God will, must be done. I yield. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The sovereign God, you are the carrier of the Most High God. Yes. Hallelujah. And you are His temple. Don't you know that you're the temple of the Holy Ghost? When you get a good understanding as to who the Holy Ghost is. Yes. No longer I, but Christ who lives. Hey, glory be to God. 2 Chronicles 7:13. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send the pestilence among my people. Listen, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a promise. And God is a what? A promise keeper. Oh, yes, He is. He's indeed a promise keeper. And remember this when we get our when we get so that all the plans we've made just seems as if they're falling and nothing is going right, remember this. Let's remember. Remember this. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Mm-hmm. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Yes, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is good. And you will be found of the Lord. You will find it. Hallelujah. God is so good. He knows the plans. And sometimes we go and we fight against, not intentionally, but we have a tendency to fight against what God has planned. We're going listening to people, and most people have good intentions. But we must always guide people to God. You need to pray. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage others to seek God in every situation. Every situation, we must seek God. Hallelujah. God is so good. I wanted to share this, and I hope I can do this in a few minutes. I'm so excited. I met a beautiful lady on yesterday, and she sat down beside me, and we just started chit-chatting. And everyone has a story. And she started sharing her story with me. She's 91 years old, 91 years young. She still drives. She still goes to her exercise class. She doesn't drive when it's raining or at night. She still does everything for her. She has a wonderful church and a beautiful church family. She does everything but sing in the choir. She's not giving up her position in the choir. And she was sharing with me how God had blessed her through her years. I don't want to get into all her personal business because she didn't mind telling it, but that's for her to tell. But I said that to say, through all that she had gone through in life, she's still breathing, so she's living. And she says, I don't mean to brag, just want to tell you how good God is. I think about the young people who have the audacity to think because you're young that people older just go and sit somewhere. You haven't been tried through the fire, babies. Oh! And you're going to be tried through the fires. Huh? Somebody, you're going to be stretched till every five of you have been touched. And you need to know that you can come through, and you're going to come through all right. You need to be able to look up and say if he did it for them, he's going to do it for me. I can trust him. Oh, not until you've been broken by the hands of the Almighty God. Summon an eels and put back together again by his design. Oh, my God.
so busy and filled with your energy, filled with knowledge, without substance. Glory be to God. And without compassion. Oh, Lord God, Almighty, help them, Almighty God. They're running. Think their eyes are open, but their eyes are closed. And they're running. And they're going to run into walls, God, and slide down. Give them strength. Open their eyes. Strength to be still and know you. Oh, God, glory be to your name. Oh, God, let them know of the sin that you're showing preference over age and youth. Glory. Almighty God, thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your patience and your kindness, sweet God. Glory, hallelujah. They just don't know. They fill with sap that have not been tried and not known if it's true or not. Oh, God. Season them. Oh, God, they're like a beautiful pot without seasoning. Glory, a beautiful piece of meat without seasoning. Have mercy on them, God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for this precious sister. Was such an encouragement to me. Almost brought tears to my eyes of joy that she would sit next to me and share with me her story. God is good. God is good. I like to. Oh my God. I like for us. And I got carried away. Glory, hallelujah. I like for us to meditate on a word. And that word is kindness. Meditate on kindness. Hallelujah. Kindness. Meditate on kindness. That's a good word. Hallelujah. When you meditate on it, just think about it. And then see if you are applying it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Do it. In the name of the Father. Hallelujah. Be pleasing with him. Excuse me. Our closing scriptures. First one is Numbers 24. I'm still caught up. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Every day, all day. Pray that you have favor this week. Favor with God and favor with man. Supernatural favor. Oh, yes, Lord. Supernatural favor. Jude 1:24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling, falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. God go with you. Amen.